Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions for Digipore Anti-Aging, all pushed together as one word. And if you're listening to this and it's a podcast, if you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for that conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. We would be delighted to have you along with us. For those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. I come to you with an education background, but huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back many decades. And I came to the TR90 program when it first started, I want to say 14 years ago. For me, it worked. The R90, which was the immediate predecessor, not so much. I lost over the course of the first 6 months 20 body inches. I did not lose an ounce. So when we say take your measurements and take your photos, really important. If you think hopping on a scale is going to give you the full picture, it doesn't. If you've got one of those special Omron scales or ones that show muscle mass versus fat, that gives you a better picture. But as I said, I was already exercising about four and a half hours a week, and when they included the supplements along with the meal plan and the exercise, I lost 20 body inches. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, that is your one lean meal a day. 2 shakes a day, 3 snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least 3 of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. But if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals because it'll still work. I had to do that for 35 to 40% of the time because I'm a substitute teacher and I never knew if I was going to be running out the door with my breakfast in hand and taking my supplements or when lunch was going to be because, well, that's the life of the sub. You never know when you're going to be running out the door or dealing with kids last minute because somebody's gotten into a fight and you've got to settle it before you can have your lunch. So you can take your supplements with your meals and it'll still work. My personal experience is it works quite well, but your experience may be different. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. It will give you your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals. And the last thing that fresh fruits and vegetables will get you, well, fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. So if you're always feeling like you're hungry, getting lots of fresh fruits and vegetables will actually help with that. The other thing that fiber helps with is good digestive health. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. And that's just one of those things that I found over the years is really important and will set you up for making really positive impact with the TR90 program. This is a lifestyle change, so once you're getting all that fiber, well, you'll want to get up and get moving. So 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. Definitely can do more. Definitely don't want to do less. That can be broken up into one 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks, depending on your lifestyle, what you've got going on. As I said, this is a lifestyle change. This is something that you want to keep building on these good habits going forward. And it could be whatever exercise you desire it to be. Excuse me. It could be dancing. It could be swimming. It could be walking. It could be strength training, whatever floats your boat, gets you up and excited up and moving. So as I said, it's really important to get that exercise in. And if you're getting all that exercise, then you need to be thinking about hydration. And the baseline for hydration, they say, is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and build up from there, depending on if you're in a humid area, you're exercising heavily, which could lose you up to a quart in an hour. So it's really important to stop about every 15 minutes and drink a glass of water to stay hydrated. And if you're taking care of all that hydration, the next thing to really think about is getting 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. And it does a wealth of things while you're sleeping. It clears out toxins, stores memories, restores muscles and tissues, and helps repair them. So it's really important to get that good quality sleep. Sets your brain up for making good decisions the next 2 or 3 days. And if you start getting a few nights that are short of what you're really needing, take a nap and see if that doesn't help get you set up. But don't do more than about 20 minutes in a power nap, because that could mess up your sleep for the next couple of nights. So with that being said, if you're looking for more information about sleep, if you go back and look at any of the podcasts back from August and September, where I was the host for 2023, I did a whole bunch of podcasts on various different things to help with sleep, habits, what things might be interfering with it, what nutritional needs you might be needing in order to get that good sleep. So with that being said, I'm always looking for additional information to share with you that will help support that tier 90 lifestyle that we're looking to build. And as I said on Monday, 3 ways to get stronger without lifting weights. And this is coming out of the Time Special Edition, The Science of Exercise, that came out in March of this year. 1 way to get stronger without lifting weights is to use your own body weight. Body weight exercises can be some of the most effective strength and muscle building routines, says strength coach Sue Clark. A good gear-free option is to hold a pose such as a plank, so that's or do squats, lunges, or push-ups. Some workouts, such as yoga, isometrics, naturally rely on using your own body weight as resistance. So a plank is like when you're doing a push-up and you're on your toes and you've got your forearms on the ground and you're holding your body straight as a plank off the ground. And the longer you hold it, the better you're building those core muscles, and you're actually strength building the muscles that are in your arms and legs and core. Use resistance bands. These stretchy bands offer one of the safest weight-bearing exercises and come in different tension levels that your muscles must adapt to. And they do come, they're usually color-coded. And so the easiest ones to stretch are the lightest tension ones. And you can use them with your legs, your arms, and various different positions. And there's lots of YouTube videos on those. And the third thing to get stronger without lifting weights is try a machine. It's a less scary option than at the gym, than picking up a weight or loading a bar. Once you figure out how to position your body in the machine, it is pretty foolproof, Clark says. Now, if you're going to a gym, do see if they've got somebody that can explain to you how to use it properly so that you're actually getting the best advice and using it appropriately, because you can also hurt yourself on some of those machines fairly easily. But it's a good option if it's something you have available, or if you have a weight room where you live that you have access to machines, that will, is definitely a plus. Since this one was a very short one today, at the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, you can hear one of our leaders sharing some information on what's going on in the new skin world, what's happening in general. We're thrilled to have you along with us. You can catch Frank tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday to find how to find your best strength workout. And I'm guessing that might be a fairly short article as well. Thrilled to have you along with us. This is Susan Mann from Portland, Oregon. And I would love to have your thoughts or comments. If you want to send me a text, you can do that to 503-502-4863. And just let me know you're part of the TR90 group so I can make sure that I can get you out of the spam folder, because my phone does do that periodically and I do go back and check it. So if there's anything I can answer that would be of benefit to you, definitely would like to do that. This is Susan Mann for May 15th, 2023, signing out. And feel free to share any thoughts or comments. So there we have it, my friends, short and sweet. Some things you can do that will help with exercise and strength training. And if you don't have any other thoughts or comments, I'm going to let us go. Go out there and make it a great day. And we look forward to having you back with us again tomorrow.